everyone. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I love that song. It almost sounds like something the Chipmunks are singing, right? This is LSEC Radio. I am your host, Teresa Banks, and I wish all of you happy holidays. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa. I hope you're all getting ready for a happy new year and many great seasons. Greetings to all of you. You know, yeah, last year I did a Christmas Eve. I had so much fun with it. I thought, why not do another, especially after celebrating my first year here on the air. And I tell you, there is probably no holiday, and definitely no holiday season other than the Christmas season, that makes me reminisce to such fond memories, especially from my childhood. I tell you, I remember this time of year, actually before this time of year, throughout the year, just wishing and praying for certain types of toys that I would want for Christmas. And I would just hope, above all hope, that I had been good enough to get the type of toys that I wanted and that I had given to my grandparents at the time. I grew up with my grandparents, and I would put my list together and hand it off to them with my different toy selections that I wanted. And I would just hope that I had been a good enough child throughout the year. And, you know, they'd suggest to you, your parents, grandparents, your guardians, whoever was raising you growing up, that, you know, Santa's watching all year, you better be good the whole year. And so, of course, that typically keeps kids in line, right? And I remember back in the day, we almost had kind of this tradition about things. We would always put up the Christmas tree, usually about a couple of weeks before Christmas time, and we put on all the different lights. I mean, it seemed like the tree was about to fall over because it would be so overloaded with Christmas lights. And we put on all these different types of bulbs, glass bulbs. I think some were even made of plastic. We put these little hooks on there and hope that they wouldn't hook also to our fingers. And we'd also make crafts, whether it be at home or at school, things that we would cut out of paper or construction paper, and we would wrap it around the tree, and it would just look so cute by the time we were done. And I had mentioned this list, right, this Christmas list, and, you know, back in the day, the list was nowhere near the way that it can be with kids today. I mean, our lists were so simple. I mean, first and foremost, we always wanted a doll. When I say we, I mean, I grew up with one of my sisters, Althea, and we were young and, of course, wanting all of the super girly type toys, and we always wanted the Barbie dolls, and we wanted this one doll in particular as we became older named Baby Alive. She was one of the first dolls that actually had little movement to her. She could move her mouth, and you could feed her real food. Well, not real food, but, you know, this package-type food that she came with, and she could poop. You know, all the other dolls couldn't do such things. And we did not have dollhouses. You know, we didn't have the type of funds back then that a lot of parents may have now. And so what my sister Althea and I would do is we would get those Tide boxes, you know, that you wash your clothes with, Tide, the detergent, the cardboard boxes that the detergent comes in, and we would create our own dollhouses using those Tide boxes. We would cut out little windows, and we would create little floors, and our little Barbie dolls would live inside of those Tide boxes. So it would just be amazing, the things that we could do. Because back then, you know, with the toys being simpler, you could really roam with your creativity, really stimulate it, you doing things on your own with your toys. They didn't do a lot for you. You had to make the toys do something. And, of course, we were able to get bikes for Christmas, which was always nice, and little bowling sets and all types of games. We had this one game called Toss Across, which was pretty much like playing tic-tac-toe, but you had to use this little bean bag and toss it across the room, not too far across the room, but toss it into this game to make the X's and the O's form into the positions you wanted. And who knows, maybe that's how we also were able to get a little exercise in, too. And I remember